A listener note: this show contains adult content and strong language.
The first time I ate human flesh, like actually chewed and swallowed, it was kind of underwhelming, honestly, but I mean, it turns out it's just food, but at the same time, I crossed my line, but this motherfucker drank the Kool-Aid.
Jesus.
How am I ever gonna live in the world again?
How much more is there?
You can have the rest of mine.
No, I mean of him.
Oh, a lot. That was just one leg I cooked.
One leg? That's all?
I had to cover up the body with garbage bags. Ephraim couldn't handle the sight. He doesn't know most of old McDonald's still lying there on my poor table.
So what are we gonna do with the rest?
Well... what did people do before refrigeration? Salt?
We only have that salt you found. That's not enough to preserve like
that's not enough.
Wendy could have maybe found me salt.
Right.
How long do you think it'll keep down here?
In this humidity? A few hours, maybe?
So we gotta use it or lose it, huh?
I really can't eat anymore. I'm a little nauseous now, actually, but...
what if you cook the rest of it and we use it for trade?
Trade? With who?
The chain.
This fucking chain I keep hearing about.
Wendy used to bring me, well, we had a little side arrangement, because I never had anything they wanted, but now we do.
Meat.
Fresh meat that's not rotten? You know how rare that is down here?
But you can't, you don't mean like telling anybody what this actually is, though.
Of course not. It's just McDonald's.
And traded for what? More fruit?
Yeah. But also, the ones further up the chain, they got access to all kinds of, not just food, but supplies. This is real currency down here.
Listen, man, the last time I was in a situation where the guy I was with turned this shit into currency, that did not turn out so good. This is supposed to be just for us being self-sufficient.
All right, then we gotta drag it up to an active track, and whatever's left will just go to waste.
No, it can't go to waste. It can't go to waste. God damn it. This is just because I want more of that pineapple, okay? So I get my knife.
Do as much as you can!
The other leg. What have I become? Pineapple, 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 pineapple. So then we wrap up everything I cook in a garbage bag. Chunks from all over the body, because I really don't know what I'm doing. I just carved up what I could. And we cover up the scraps on my table. And we put on our shoes. You're okay leaving your chapel alone again?
For this, I'm willing to take the risk. Come on.
And we take our offering, and I follow him to that other stairwell. I never went up this way before.
They took over one of the abandoned stations. Wendy took me to the entrance once, but they wouldn't let me inside. Pretty sure I can find it again.
To another tunnel with no tracks. And then I don't know how far we walk. I think we're still going south. Must be further up near the tracks now. There's like a little bit of a glow from all the grates up above us. And as we're walking, I start noticing like people's eyes glowing in the dark. Are they with the chain?
No, they're just homeless folks. Don't worry about them.
But why don't we help? Stop, let's give them
all. Oh, that's our currency.
So we don't have to give them all of it? But we should share what we have.
If you give that away, it's worthless.
Wow, man, what happened to you being all spiritual and shit? Talking about atoning and karma?
Let us get ourselves set up with a chain. Then we can find a way to really help these people.
And I know, I can hear it in his voice, that he knows he's full of shit.
Listen, I think after we trade this in, whatever we get for it, I think we gotta talk about going back up. Ephraim?
I think we're close.
Nobody at all down this way. The air is so thick.
Hello? We're looking for Ginger? I don't know exactly where... I don't know how to get in.
Well, this is all gonna go bad, so let's just take it to those people we pass, because they need to eat, and we'll...
Who's asking for Miss Ginger?
There's a guy in the ground under where that grate just was.
We are. I knew Wendy.
You've been here before?
Once, but only this far. I met Ginger, though. My name is Ephraim.
And who's she?
She's my partner. We have something perishable.
It's food.
Homemade.
Okay. Miss Ginger's in her office. Go ahead.
He's aiming his flashlight down there for us. So we go down through this hole in the floor, and it's these stairs that have been sealed off under that grate. And at the bottom, there's more light coming from this, like, one of those little newsstand shops in the subway stations, but just with all the same stuff Ephraim and Jeremiah had. Ramen noodles and cans of all sorts of shit, with this chick in, like, a yellow sundress sitting there with a clipboard.
You brought us something unsealed?
'Cause it's fresh. She made it.
You?
Yeah, me.
What is it?
It's not track rabbit.
What is it?
It's just pork.
Oh, uh-huh.
And it's only gonna last a couple of hours, probably.
Did you cook this underground?
I did.
Try it, you'll love it. She's a wonderful chef.
Sir, we know you were involved with one of our runners, but that doesn't mean you couldn't be trying to poison the members
poison?
Of the chain.
I wouldn't
There's a reason we ask for sealed only. And we had another assassination attempt recently, so we
okay,
can't
Okay, wait,
have...
look, I'll eat it first, look.
It's safe. I'd made it for just the two of us, but we, like he said, it's gonna go bad, so.
See?
Open your mouth.
All gone.
We'll just take a tiny taste for quality control.
And now, she's just staring at me.
Tasty, huh? Last time you said, don't come back empty-handed, so here I am.
She has not moved or taken her eyes off of me.
What was your name?
Ephraim. We met before. Remember
what... I know who you are. What is your name?
Dolores.
Dolores. Means sorrow, doesn't it?
It does.
We're gonna need you two to wait here a minute.
When she stands up, she's... This bitch is pregnant. And she took the rest of McDonald's with her.
She loves it.
She knows what it is.
She doesn't?
She definitely does. And something is very off about all this, man. We should get out of here
now.
No.
No way. We're about to get the connection for everything we need. Unless you want to have to keep hunting.
She can't have that baby down here, can she?
I mean, she can.
How could somebody... No, she'll have to go back up, right? When it's time, she can't give birth in a tunnel.
Hey, it happens.
People having babies down here?
Sure. Topside, they probably take it away from her.
My apologies, dear friends. Come with me, please.
And now she's got two guys with her. These big security-looking motherfuckers in, like, bright ponchos.
Someone very important has asked for the privilege of meeting you.
So we follow her out of this little newsstand and around the corner, and there's two more of those big guys in ponchos.
Miss Ginger.
And they move out of our way.
What the?
We're on a platform now, and it really is a whole station, fully lit and everything. And there's like tents set up all up and down the platform. There's one guy sitting in a fucking lawn chair. It's like an underground Emerald City.
Where exactly are we?
We are exactly where we're supposed to be.
But where? Because I know about the old City Hall station and 91st Street, 4th Street.
We are in the womb of Mother Nature, and she has no address.
On all those columns on the platform where it usually says what station it is, it just says the womb.
Miss Ginger.
Miss Ginger?
More tents and folding screens and sheets hung up like a campsite. Everybody's got their own little section. Whole ceilings painted like a sky blue.
The cats bring us the rats, but they're not our pets, simply our co-inhabitants.
This is incredible.
She's bringing us to this door, like near the middle of the platform, and there's two more of those bright poncho guard guys right in front.
Miss Ginger.
Miss Ginger.
And he holds the door for us.
Please, friends, after you.
And it's this room, kind of like our chapel, but all the walls are covered in aluminum foil. And there's a big desk in the middle of the room. And behind the desk...
Come in, boys and girls. Welcome.
She's got dark sunglasses on and these, like, white gloves.
Oh, sit, please.
One of the guards pulls out chairs for me and Ephraim. Do you want to sit down, Miss Ginger?
Oh, wow. That is so nice of you to ask. Isn't that nice?
It is. It's really nice.
Well, you're the one who's pregnant.
Really? Thoughtful.
Really, very nice and thoughtful. Considerate.
Considerate's a good word, too.
It's really not... So, no?
Do you know who I am? Do you?
Not exactly. I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be sorry. I'd rather you didn't know. That means nobody's doing talking they shouldn't be doing. I go by Cleat. Don't ask why. All you need to know is I'm the founder of the Chain to Mother Nature. All right? And you already met Miss Ginger, my wife. Mr.
Ephraim.
Ah, Ephraim. Okay. And I know that one of our runners was vetting you for a while as a possible stud.
As a what?
A stud. Sperm sores. But we settled on someone else. And... you.
She got one of those old school computers.
Ah, here it is. The Mad Masseuse of Manhattan.
It's an article with a picture of Empanada Loca.
This is from 6 weeks ago. Police are searching for the woman known as Magic Hands Dolores Roach in connection with a string of brutal killings in Washington Heights. Evidence of 6 dissected bodies were found in and around the beloved Empanada Loca, including those of social media personality Caleb Seltzer, as well as Loca owner Luis Batista. Mr. Batista, who had recently alerted the NYPD to the disappearance of his landlord, is now said to have been an accomplice with Roach and may have gone so far as to attempt to dispose of her victims by cooking them into empanadas, which is why some are calling Roach the real Sweeney Todd of Washington Heights. 17-year-old local waitress Nellie Morris had previously been taken into custody but was released without charges this morning. Sources say the teen identified Roach, who spent 16 years at Bedford Hills Correctional Facility before setting up her illegal massage business in March, as a suspect. This is you.
The real Sweeney Todd of Washington Heights?
This is you. You killed one of our... I'm blanking.
Jeremiah,
yes. An extended family member. That was you.
I didn't mean to. I really like Jeremiah. I feel bad about...
And our runner, Debbie.
Wendy.
Wendy was... Well, that was self-defense.
Uh-huh. The real tragedy of Wendy is that she was already covered in maggots by the time we found her.
She's got our offering on her desk next to a stack of, like, all these newspapers and magazines and books. There's this one bright pink book I noticed. I think it says Compelled to Kill on the front.
Now, this is our future, but this is not Wendy. We know. This must be...
Nobody of yours.
Right. Too bad. So listen, boys and girls, I want to share with you what we do here. I mean, obviously you already know that we distribute food and supplies to a network of individuals underground. And I'm the one who started that. And I'm super proud that we do it in a way that's reasonably accessible to the people who need it most. So, while we're distributing around us, we're also stocking up as much as we can here in the womb. And that's food. That's medical supplies. That's a super carefully curated group of humans, all right? So we have a cross-section of skills and of knowledge so that the chain will be able to be entirely self-sufficient by the time the war hits. Because nobody knows how long... The war could go on for decades or longer. But it's a tricky thing to build a reserve and feed our chain family at the same time. Those are two sometimes competing objectives. Since it's important we touch as little of our reserve as possible... And so we do share this space with cats, and they bring us the rats. But even without the health concern there, I have 32 mouths to feed, and the rats just aren't enough. Now, why is the war approaching so quickly? That's because the plot worked too well. And now climate change really is real. Instead of the conspiracy it was meant to be. Since it was all just meant to be a way to thin out the population, bring about a new world war. It was never real until recently. And I know this because I've spoken with some of the scientists who were involved in creating the climate effects that became real. Back when I was researching my project, when I wrote the treatment, since I'd gone out to California to talk to some of the folks who became completely unreachable to me once they realized that what I wrote in the treatment was completely 100% accurate, as if I had divined it, which we believe I did. In fact, I channeled it. All right, without meaning to. And all the climate reversal technologies already in place out in Area 51, so the planet will be just fine. But the existential problem for our species is that the ones who will have survived up there will be extremely rich, and they tend to be extremely dumb and lazy, and so they won't know how to get by in a world that's not at war. So we have to be there, our family. The chain to Mother Nature. We have to be positioned to take over because we'll be the ones who know how to survive. But even in this bunker, we had an assassination attempt just the other day. I'm so much of a threat because I'm not famous, all right? But see, before we discovered the treatment was real, it was sent out to a lot of movie studios in Hollywood as fiction. And the studios feed right up to the government, obviously, with all the lobbyists. So enough people at the top know that I know more than they know. And they have gone to such extremes to track me down. I mean, this internet here, it's through an Ethernet cable, so I'm untraceable. But they keep trying. They started hiring people to communicate with me in plain sight by... No, I won't bore you with the details. But it's becoming impossible to ignore the subliminal messages they're having Whoopi Goldberg send me through The View. But I digress. I hope that answers your question. What I want to ask you now, Dolores Roach, because we recently had a family member who'd been in charge of our meal prep, and that individual is no longer in that position, unfortunately. So we are hoping that you will humble us by joining our family and living here with us in the womb. And your job will be the food.
And him.
All right, and you.
Ephraim.
Ephraim. We would let you take over for that runner. So you'd both live here and play crucial roles in the survival of our species on this planet. Surprise. There are no words. I know. Maybe you need to think about it. I mean, the war is coming in maybe days, and the police are looking for you up there as we speak, but we'd never want you to feel pressured. Why don't we show you around the womb? Come, boys and girls, come.
And those poncho guards are like getting us up. I'm trying to catch Ephraim's eye. We gotta get the fuck out of here. But he looks excited. Honestly, I can't tell if he's just playing along or if he's... Could he actually be into this?
You know what would be super duper special? If Miss Ginger, love of my life, maybe you should take our new runner to see the circulation stock. And I'll take our celebrity here to see the farm.
The farm?
That's an amazing idea, Mother Cleats.
Runner. Go with Miss Ginger, please.
Yes, ma'am.
He gives me this look like we just won the lottery.
Oh, and get him a copy of the treatment, too.
I will. I can't wait to share it.
Ooh, I'd love that. I read a lot of religious texts.
Then you'll like ours, because ours is actually true.
Incredible.
And you, too. Come with us.
Yes, Mother Cleves.
Oh, fuck. They separated us.
Wow. It's such an honor to have a VIP like you join the family.
I'm really not a... Maybe we should all stay...
So, here's what you gotta see first. Before the farm.
By the end of the platform now, there's two more doors.
Mother Cleves.
It's a bathroom.
So, this is our kitchen facility, all right?
There's all these shelves with so many spices and supplies. It's almost like a real kitchen.
We even have running water, can you believe it? And we're very selective about dipping into our reserve, but it's not out of the question for the right dish.
But on the ground in the corner, there's like a giant mound of fur and little bones and rat scraps.
So this will be yours. Everyone wins. And the next fun thing I have to show you...
Mother Cleet.
Now this one...
She pulls out this keychain. This next door's got, like, key locks and combination locks and a big chain, too.
This one we don't let the whole family see. But it's important you understand what we'll be capable of.
It's a supply closet filled with all different guns and knives and machetes. They're stockpiling weapons.
I see our dynamite stock caught your eye. But we only have that in case we have to seal ourselves in down here, right? Just blow up the entrances. Not any people. Don't worry.
I should have run when I had the chance.
So there's duality here, all right? Since we're pacifists, obviously. But being a pacifist doesn't mean you can't defend yourself. And now, finally, the farm.
You know what, though? Maybe we should go catch up with Ephraim and...
This way, please.
This way.
Oh, I'm so excited.
To the very end of the platform, to the little ledge and the yellow ladder on the wall.
Careful, please, boys and girls.
From the platform to the tracks, like when I first came down. And there's even more of those poncho guards in this tunnel, like lining the walls.
So something we've had to install for our own safety here in the womb, because unfortunately we do encounter folks who pose a direct threat to us, who we unfortunately can't release back into general population, but we also can't exactly afford to hold them and feed them indefinitely while still keeping them separate for the good of the family.
It's already pretty dark this far in, but there's a...
Hey, I haven't seen you before. Hey, help me!
A giant cage.
Help me! Hey, get me out of here! Help me get out of here!
So finally I realized what was right in front of me. Because they'll expire down here eventually anyway, and like I told you, I have 32 mouths to feed, and counting. So, waste not, want not, right?
There's people looking for me! They're gonna
we
be here any
outside
day! They're
the box
you
here. I'm
not
super
gonna get away
proud
with this.
Of that. I'm really proud to think we really will eventually become truly self-sufficient.
They're gonna lock you all up! Fucking psychopaths, all of you!
Oh, what do you do?
I didn't do fucking
snuck
anything!
In here with a camera! A camera! Unforgivable!
I'm a respected journalist. I work with some very powerful international media conglomerates.
Those aren't points in your favor, buddy. See, it was gonna be him or it was gonna be us.
Don't listen
and that's
to her.
Called survival of the fittest, boys
don't
and girls.
Listen to her.
That's
oh,
Mother Nature's
God,
way.
Don't listen to her.
Who are we to be wasteful?
There's a woman in a cage with him. She's sitting on the ground, like, just holding her head in her hands.
And what about her?
Oh, she was a family member. She was in charge of food prep, like you. But sadly, she refused to fulfill the necessary requirements of her job.
Meaning, she wouldn't kill him for you.
Now you got it! Who's that?
Mother Cleet, we have what you asked for.
Oh, super duper. What a good job, boys and girls.
They got my purple table.
Because this is how you like to do it, huh, Magic Hands?
Oh, my God.
Like I told you, we're all pacifists. But you have been sent to us to use your gift. You are her gift to us. You are her executioner.
Oh, my God.
I think you're going to be deliriously happy here.
Oh.
And if not, well, we'll just have to eat you.
Let me out of here, you fucking monsters!
The Horror of Dolores Roach, created by Aaron Mark, with performances by Daphne Rubin Vega, Leah Delaria, Josh Hamilton, Ilana Levine, Alfredo Narciso, and Donnell Rawlings. Written and directed by Aaron Mark. Executive producer, Mimi O'Donnell. Senior producer, Katie Pastor. Producer, Daphne Rubin Vega. Associate producer, M.R. Daniel. Recording and engineering by Armando Serrano. Sound design, Foley recording and mix by Daniel Brunel. Score by Allison Leighton Brown. The Horror of Dolores Roach is a production of Gimlet Media.